We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, hello. Hope you're having a great week. Hope you're being safe and that everyone is healthy. You know, I just have a positive energy. I'm feeling positive that we're making our way through this. And we still have a long way to go. But I have a lot of confidence, and I'll get to that in a few minutes. But thank you and welcome to the show. Coming up, we will have the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris. He'll be along. We'll spend a segment with him. And then Vic Schaefer, who is the new women's basketball coach for the University of Texas. And boy, that kind of came together quick. But he comes back home to Austin. Had a great run at Mississippi State, and that was a tough situation. And they had, at times, they had the upper hand over South Carolina, but South Carolina had it over them more often. But you know, when he took over, that was still kind of through the heyday, or at least the perception of the heyday of Tennessee, and then you had South Carolina and the job that Dawn Staley has done there. She's done a great job with the Gamecock program, and Vic really brought that Mississippi State program along. And so you talk about trying to knock off the top dogs. He did it with the Bulldogs, and I think Texas saw that. And obviously, when you look here in the Big 12, it's Kim Mulkey and it's Baylor. And she was on here last week, and what a great interview. Had a great time with her. So, yeah, you've got to go after the top dog. And while Texas certainly had success, they couldn't get over that Baylor hump. So Vic Schaefer comes in. So he'll be on the show a little bit later. Let me go through some news, just kind of get caught up on some stuff. Kansas sophomore Devon Dotson says he's entering the NBA draft. Let me read his quote. After careful consideration with my family and full support of my coaches, I've decided to enter the 2020 NBA draft and pursue my lifelong goal of being an NBA player. This has been my ultimate dream, and my time at KU has prepared me. I intend to sign with an agent and remain in the draft. I'd like to thank God, Coach Self, and the entire coaching staff, my parents, KU support staff, Jayhawk Nation, yada, yada, yada. End quote. Dotson led the Big 12 in scoring, first team All-Conference, second team All-America honors. He averaged 18 points, just over 18 points, four rebounds, four assists per game for the Jayhawks, who were likely going to receive the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. Ochai Agbaji announced that he's going to return to KU for his junior season. So some good news for Jayhawk fans. He will not enter the NBA draft. The 6'5" wing from Oak Park High started all 31 games. He averaged 10 points, 4.6 rebounds. And then Lincoln, Nebraska, North Star High School shooting guard Donovan Williams has committed to Oklahoma State. He picked the Cowboys over K-State and Texas after decommitting from Nebraska. Now, Williams averaged 29 points a game as a senior. This is a great get for Mike Boynton. Because they're going to need some scoring options. Cameron McGriff, their 6'7 forward, senior, done. Lindy Waters, Thomas DeZagua, who was 41.5% from three-point range. But they struggled with outside shooting. And a couple of weeks ago, I had Dave Hunziker, voice of the Cowboys, on. And he talked about that.
Well, I think it helped that Isaac Likely was back in full speed. You know, he missed the entire month of December, Oklahoma State starting point guard with an illness. But probably more significant than that is that they just kind of figured out how to play, what the right way to play was with this team. And going into the year, it was an Oklahoma State team that had all five starters back. They felt like they had two really good three-point shooting guards, Lindy Waters and Thomas DeZagua. But I think they realized, we need to get to the rim. We need to score at the rim. That's who we are. And that's the big change that occurred. And then defensively, they tweaked some things as well, you know, modified some things to where they weren't up the line all the time defensively. That helped. But I think the big thing was just a team that struggled to score so much. They gained some confidence offensively because they were scoring at the rim.
Good points from Dave Hunziker. Football news. Kansas and Missouri. Looks like they're going to start up their football rivalry. The schools are working out the final details for a four-game series. Now, when Mizzou left the Big 12 for the SEC, it left KU with a, well, it left the whole Big 12, let's be honest, with a bad taste in its mouth. And KU said that, well, if you're leaving, then the rivalry is over. That wall was broken down in 2017. The basketball teams played a fundraiser at Sprint Center in Kansas City, and the place was packed. And the fans were just crazy. This was an exhibition game. The fans had waited, you know, five, 6 years for this to happen. I remember talking to Brian Haney right out there. It's a great story. Power and Light District. And they have the stage set up. And Mizzou got up there. They had their little pep rally thing, whatever the case was. And then Brian Haney got up there and was doing the KU stuff. And he came off, and I remember, you know, asking him, I said, well, you know, how, I said, this crowd is crazy. How was it? He said, man, because I had people flipping me off, you know, swearing at me. So the rivalry is strong. So that was for a fundraiser, and the basketball fans just went absolutely nuts. And I think what ended up happening is the sides came together for this charity event. I think Bill Self, who was a staunch opponent of continuing the rivalry, saw the benefits, and they decided, let's do six basketball games. So starting this December 12th, it'll be at Kansas City, at Sprint Center. It'll be the first of six matchups. And then, and a side note, on the 19th, Kansas State will play Nebraska at Sprint Center in Kansas City. So December 12th and December 19th, back-to-back weekends, you've got former Big 12 foes taking on Kansas and then Kansas State. So anyway, you got that going on with basketball. And now it's just natural. Let's do football. So the people that I've spoken with say that the details are being hammered out. We could hear something on football maybe as early as the end of this month. And this is an incredible rivalry. It goes back to the 1890s. In fact, this could qualify for our Big 12 Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. The first game between Kansas and Missouri in football. It will be a can't-miss game of the week. So the rivalry goes back to the 1890s, and the series is separated by a couple of games. The interesting thing is that no team in this, neither Kansas or Missouri, has had a winning streak that has been more than five. And this goes back to the 1890s. So it's been back and forth. It's a great rivalry. They last played in 2011, and I think the last five matchups were played in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium, where the Chiefs play. I would suspect that some, if not all, of the games will be played at Arrowhead, especially when they start this thing back up, because it will be packed and it will be crazy. Missouri currently has a three-game win streak. So when they get started again, the Kansas-Missouri rivalry, a definite Big 12 can't-miss game of the week. It's presented by Tickets for Less. Go to ticketsforless.com, and once you start getting back into stadiums and you start watching football games, remember the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, where you can score great deals. Ticketsforless.com. And listen, I know Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby, I know he and the other Power 5 conference commissioners are talking on an almost daily basis, and they're concerned whether or not we can have a full and robust football season, as Commissioner Bowlsby puts it. Look, I told you at the start of this thing, I'm confident. I'm confident. I have optimism. There is no doubt in my mind. In fact, I'm gonna save this portion of this show and play it for you on September 2nd, because the season starts with Oregon State at Oklahoma State on September 3rd. And so my last show right before the season starts is September 2nd. I'm going to play it for you here. This is the segment we have.
He said what? What?
What?
He said what?
Yeah, that's right. That's the segment that we play during the season, and it's going to be my hot take. There will be football. There will be football. I will play that for you on September 2nd. We will have football. And now, listen, I don't know what they're going to do with seating arrangements and all that. I don't know. But there will be football. We're 4.5 months away from that time. President Trump is bringing in commissioners from pro leagues. He's even bringing in Mark Cuban from the Dallas Mavericks, who can't stand the guy. But he says, look, we got to get people together. How are we going to make this work? If they want to get pro sports going by the summer, we're going to have, I guarantee it. That's why I'm full of optimism. We will have football in the fall. Book it. It'll be my he said what for September 2nd. All right, more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Welcome back. I'm Bill Pollack. Big 12 This Week can be heard on TuneIn under College Sports Now. John Morris is the voice of the Baylor Bears. He joins me for a segment on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. John, how's everything going? Family safe? Everything going well?
Well, except for Academy Sports and Outdoors being closed here in Central Texas, everything is going well. And I don't mean to make light of the situation. There's a lot of places closed. There's a lot of people hurting. There's a lot of people out of jobs right now. But other than that, we are safe and sheltering in here in Waco and staying home as much as possible, but sure missing sports here in the spring and hoping we get back to some kind of normal sometime soon.
You know, it's in some respects, it's hard to believe that it's been a month already. It's in some aspects, it's gone by fast, but in others, it's dragged slow that, you know, you and I had met in Kansas City at the Big 12 tournament. And it's been about a month ago, and, you know, it's kind of funny, the time frame.
Yeah, isn't that strange? I mean, who knew at that time? We knew, you know, there were some things coming down the pike, but I don't think anybody at that dinner that Tuesday night in Kansas City thought that, you know, there might be two games the next night, and that would have been it for the season for basketball. And then the women's tournament never got started in Kansas City. So, man, a lot in some respects, it seems like that is forever ago, doesn't it? You know, a month ago when we were in Kansas City. But in other respects, it seems like just yesterday. And just a lot of water under the bridge in that in the past month.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's crazy how fast things are changing. Even, you know, going back to Kansas City, they said, okay, well, they're not going to have fans come in the arena, and it's like, wow, that was like a radical thought. And then, you know, so fast, all of a sudden, no, we're not doing that. We're not having a season. We're not doing that now. You know, who knows what's going to happen if we're going to start, you know, football on time in the fall. So it's just an odd time.
Yeah, and that is a huge concern, you know, looking ahead to the fall. And certainly the main concern is just getting this pandemic under control. And, you know, there's a lot of smart people making decisions and working on this, and I have faith in them. And, you know, and I have faith in God. He has his hands around this situation to the point that, you know, we should be cautious, but we shouldn't worry because, you know, he's in control of this situation and everything that happens. But you mentioned football in the fall. I mean, that would be a major, major concern if this extends that long that we don't have football in the fall, because you know how important that is to a lot of people in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. A couple of the Big 12 coaches, Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, Tom Herman at Texas, they were pretty vocal and not happy with not being able to send exercise equipment, the way that some decisions were being made. It kind of felt like maybe the Big 12 was behind some of the Power 5 conferences. But focusing on Baylor, what are the challenges for Dave Aranda, a new head coach, the only new head coach for the Big 12 for 2020?
Yeah, I think missing spring probably maybe affects Baylor more than any other school, because when you have a coaching change, you really need that spring to, you know, acclimate the coaches to the situation here, for the coaches to get to know the players, you know, to know what players they've had to work with, and then for the players to get to know the coaches also, the way the coaches work, you know, how they respond, what they want out of each particular player. So I think, you know, it hits hard when you don't have spring practice with a new head coach, Coach Aranda, and his staff here. Other than that, you know, some of those, Coach Aranda came from LSU, and four other coaches were from that program. And last I heard, they were still stuck in Louisiana, because there is a basically, if you're coming across the border from Louisiana to Texas, there is a mandate in place right now that you have to self-quarantine for 14 days coming from Louisiana to Texas. So those coaches are, you know, I want to say stuck over there, but, you know, for them, that's where they had lived, and probably they have family there, you know, finishing up the school semester. So that's an interesting aspect to this also, you know, just the border basically put up on the border between Louisiana and Texas.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
yeah.
Add another wrinkle to everything. Well, let's talk a little bit about the roster and looking at the offensive side of the ball. I think one advantage, I would think, is having your quarterback come back. I mean, the guy who's going to be handling the ball the most, having Charlie Brewer back, must be a plus.
Yeah, for his senior season, which would be great. And Charlie did have an issue, went out of the Sugar Bowl game early, but it was a neck injury. It wasn't a you know, another concussion, the best I know of that situation. So Charlie is fine. I saw him out in front of our building sometime in February, and looked him square in the eyes, and I said, "Are you okay?" And he said, "I'm fine." You know, which is what he would tell you. He would tell anybody any day they would ask him, but that is good. When you can have a guy with the experience of a guy like Charlie Brewer back, as many games as he's played, as many games as he's won for Baylor at quarterback, that is a pretty good place to start, to have a senior quarterback.
Running back position, John Lovett returns, Treston Ebner, a couple of seniors. But, you know, they say for college, at the running back position, it's great to have a pair and a spare.
And this is a position that could benefit from being out there getting in some normal activity. A lot of redshirt freshmen, as I was looking at this Baylor roster behind those two.
Yeah, I think there's some depth there. I mean, we lost Jamichael Hasty. He was a senior. He is gone. But you start with Lovett and Ebner, and they have played since they were freshmen here at Baylor. So they have a lot of experience. But there's some guys behind them that really just haven't had a lot of reps because we've been pretty deep at running back. And so I think there's some talented players there, some young guys that maybe have shown flashes but haven't had much of an opportunity. But and again, that's where missing the spring kind of hits. Some of these young guys look at spring as a chance to really shine and get their, you know, get the coaches to know who they are and have faith in them. But I guess that's going to have to happen in the fall now. But Baylor's got some talent and I think some pretty good depth at running back.
John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. Vic Schaefer, the new women's basketball coach at Texas, joins me next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac,
or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Download Big 12 This Week as a podcast and add it to your rotation wherever you download. Apple, Google Podcasts, search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. Texas hired Vic Schaefer to be the next women's basketball coach. He led Mississippi State to the NCAA championship games in 2017 and 18, racked up a 221-62 record with the Bulldogs. Schaefer replaced Karen Aston, who went 184-83 with the Longhorns. But now Coach Schaefer is back in your hometown of Austin. Are you settled in? Are you still in the process of moving? How's that playing out?
Yeah, no, we're a long way from settled in or moving in. We've actually not even, you know, really done a whole lot. We're just in this current state that we're in across the, you know, the country right now, and so we're practicing social distancing and or antisocial or whatever you want to call it. But you know, I've been working from home and doing things like that. I've got a Zoom call with my team later this afternoon, but just trying to work from the house and hope to announce my staff this afternoon.
Oh, great. Wow. It's been a month since there's been basketball. And I was just thinking about this, too, as I was kind of prepping for our discussion. But really, had this been a normal season, you probably would have just been coming off the high of a deep season run, which has become a yearly occurrence for you at Mississippi State. So what has the last month been like for you? And talk a little bit about that and the transition.
Yeah, it's just, you know, was really heartbroken that my team at Mississippi State didn't get to experience the NCAA tournament. We had played in our fifth consecutive championship game in the SEC tournament, tying Tennessee as the only other team to have played in five straight. And coming off of 27-6, I felt like we were poised to make another deep run in the NCAA tournament. We were a very young and inexperienced team, but extremely talented. And I just felt like we were getting better every day, every week. And, you know, we were in the middle of practicing in that second week when everything got canceled. And, you know, you're just disappointed. I was heartbroken for our kids and my staff worked so hard. I mean, this was, again, a very challenging year, you know, with a very, very young and inexperienced team. So to see them have the success they had, it was difficult. But then you shift your focus to, hey, this is bigger than basketball. We gotta take care of these kids. We got to make sure we provide the necessary means for them to be protected. And so we all went into defense mode at that minute. And one day we were wanting them to stay on campus, and we felt like we could really protect them there. To the next day, it was, we need to get them home, get them to their families. And so we were in that mode, scrambling to get people on the road, traveling, flying home. I had one kid from Australia that ended up flying back to Australia. So, you know, just a lot of mixed emotions. And then you go from that to, getting a phone call on a Friday afternoon that from the University of Texas, and going in there with your family on a Saturday, coming back Saturday night, having a family meeting, waking up Sunday morning, having another family meeting, and making a decision on Sunday afternoon at 2:05 that or 1:45 that you're going to go to the University of Texas and be their next head women's basketball coach. So, you know, from that moment, and we've been really just trying to catch up at that moment, you're trying to get familiar with something that's totally new to you.
I don't know if you had said this or I'd read this. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you'd said that you would really only consider a move from Starkville if it was A&M or the Texas job. And again, I don't know if that's entirely correct or not. But what does it mean for you to be back home?
Yeah, it's not entirely correct. I don't think I said either one. It just, to me, the University of Texas, with its rich tradition, its storied program in all of women's collegiate, intercollegiate athletics, and then specifically for women's basketball with what Coach Conrad did for so many years. It really is the premier, in my mind, it really is the, it's the premier university. It's in my state, and it's the premier program. I mean, we're building a $500 million arena, new practice facilities, new offices. And, it just, for me, it's the opportunity, sure, to go back to my home state. I was born actually across the street from the Drum there where we play currently, and was raised on the weekends in a small town called LaGrange, Texas, which is 65 miles from Austin. It's where both my mother and my father are buried. It's where our family plot is. And it's, again, where I grew up on weekends at Granny's house. So it is an opportunity to get back and get into an area where I'm very familiar. My sister's 14 and a half years older than I am, and I'm now 2 hours and 40 minutes from her. We're very close, and yet we never get to see each other. So lot of things that make it a perfect storm for me. I hated leaving my kids. I loved my players so much. So I've watched them grow and mature, both as players, student athletes, on and off the floor. And it's just really the really difficult thing to do, because they're my family. And that was really the hard thing to get past. But 8 great years in Starkville. And, it was fun building it. And the only thing harder than building it is maintaining it. And I think we were able to do that. And now we've got that challenge at the University of Texas.
Yeah, that was going to lead into my next question. We're joined by Vic Schaefer, the new coach of Texas women's basketball, on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. You know, when you think of women's basketball, perception may be different than reality. But when you look at the SEC, you think, all right, Tennessee, and then you look at the run that South Carolina had, and you were battling with them. But you did. You had to build up that program and get it on the same level. And Texas, certainly one of those premier programs. But it's been Baylor's conference. So talk about how much you're looking forward to that challenge, and then what needs to happen to get over that hump, because that's a great program too.
Sure. So we've certainly had our knockdown dragouts with South Carolina over the years, and we've been able to win 3 SEC championships during our 8 years there. Obviously played in 2 national championship games back to back, and another Elite 8. And 4 Sweet 16. So we've got the blueprint, I think, to build it at Texas. And so for us now, we've got to step up to the table and do that. And again, I'm smart enough to know I can't do it by myself. It takes a tremendous staff. It takes a tremendous administration that supports you and wants you to win and wants you to be successful. And then you've got to go get the right student athletes that fit your program, that fit your style of play. And so that's our challenge. And excuse me, whether it's Baylor or
anyone else in that conference. You can go down the list. There's a bunch of really good teams. TCU finished second this year. Iowa State with Bill Finley is always good. You know, it's just a it's another, you know, all I did is jumped out of the frying pan and into the grease as far as I'm concerned from the SEC to the Big 12. So, you know, for us, we've got to go to work. We've got to, again, recruit to a fit. We retain those student athletes, and then we develop them. I think that's been the key to our success, and we'll continue to do that.
We're going to talk about the Texas team moving forward. We'll take a short break and come back with more from Vic Schaefer on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy!
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. Vic Schaefer is my guest on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. The WNBA draft is this Friday, and 3 former Texas players, LaShawn Higgs, Joyner Holmes, and Shug Sutton, all hoping to be part of the festivities. Vic, you have to replace 32 of the team's 69.5 points per game just from those three. How big of a task will that be?
Well, certainly, that's a big challenge. But again, we've I've had to do that before, and we lost a lot of our punch from a year ago at state, and we were able to replace that and then some. So that's part of what you do. You reload and we're obviously getting a late start on things, and I think they've signed four young ladies for this next upcoming class, and so we'll add those to the seven returners and see what we have. At the same time, we're constantly aware of the transfer portal as well as the grad transfer situation. So we're working. You know, I've been working since the day that I took the job on Monday a week ago, and we'll see how it all shakes out. But lots can happen between now and start of school.
Yeah, how has the transfer portal and those new rules, how has that created havoc for coaches? Or I guess you have to try to find a way to use it to your advantage, though, too. But just talk about how that's changed things for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different deal altogether. And you just have to really, you have to stay aware of what's out there and who's come in daily. You know, you got to check it multiple times throughout the day, every day. And they're going to vote again in May on the one-time transfer rule coming into effect for men's and women's basketball and football. And if that gets passed, then you're really going to have something unique and different out there. So, it's part of it, what we do. And it's just part of our game right now. So you learn to adapt.
You said you were going to talk with your team. Have you met with them already? Just kind of talk about the relationship right now with the current players and how.
Yeah, so I've talked with each of them individually, and today we'll have a Zoom call where we're all on the Zoom call together, face to face, and be able to talk to the entire team together at once. My athletic director, Chris Del Conte, will be on the call. He's just calling to check on them, make sure they're all doing well, needing anything. And then when he's finished up, I'll take over the call and have a chance to visit with them all together. So excited about that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet. What type of team will we see? What type of style of play? Does it change at all from what you were doing at Mississippi State, or you bring over the same? You talked about the blueprint. Does everything pretty much stay the same? How does it work when you transition to a new program?
Yeah, I think it's what we do and how we do it that's allowed us to be successful, and so we'll bring our mentality and our philosophy to the University of Texas. I think that's why they hired us. And, I think that's the challenge for us is take this team and try to mold them into and develop them into this style. And at the same time, being able to go out and recruit to a fit, the types of student athletes that we're looking forward to help us achieve the goals that we're wanting to achieve.
Coach Vic Schaefer has been our guest here on Big 12 this week. I know when I go back home to my hometown, there's places I want to try to eat, visit old stomping grounds. What's on your list when we get back to normalcy of first things you want to do when you get back to Austin?
Well, some real Mexican food would be nice. Looking forward to that, and a little bit of being able to get to the coast where I grew up in some of my honey holes and fish and do some of those things. But I've got so much work to do. We've really got to get in and roll up our sleeves and get to work. And when normalcy returns, we've got to get in there and catch up. Really, we're really suffering because we can't work with our new student athletes right now. We're not able to implement anything that we want to do with them, and so it really is a disadvantage. And then our incoming class, they don't get to come in the summer and get a taste of what we're doing, and they don't get to kind of start learning a little bit of a system either. So it's very difficult, but, you know, again, this is bigger than basketball, and we'll get through this. And, you know, when we come out on the other side, we'll go to work and catch up. But, you know, just like I said, the ability to see my sister and will be really special. And, you know, I'm actually looking forward to driving to LaGrange, Texas, and going to the cemetery and you know, taking care of mom and dad's plot where they're buried. I haven't been able to do that personally in a long, long time. So these are all things that mean a lot to me, and I mean, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Schaefer, I really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining me. Hope everyone remains safe, and good luck this summer, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate your coverage. As always, praise the Lord and hook 'em horns.
Thanks, Coach. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 this week. If you can't get your fill of enough Big 12 talk, make sure you head over to the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM, channel 375. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer. Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Devon Dotson is making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, in honor of Dotson announcing that he's going into the NBA draft. After leading the Big 12 in scoring, we honor the former Kansas Jayhawk. We go back to a couple of his bigger games towards the end of the season. Monday, February 17th at home against Iowa State, a Big 12 season high 29 in a win over the Cyclones.
Dotson, an NBA three, is buried from straight on. Devon Dotson from 24 feet.
Yes. Moss dribbling around the perimeter to Dotson, wide open for three. Bang! He knocks it down.
Garrett down the heart of the floor will kick to Dotson on the left wing. He wants another three, and he's gonna get it. Devon Dotson's got 21. And 5 3-pointers. Now a steal for Dotson. Dotson to the cup. Right hand layup good. And the foul. A chance at a 3-point play. Rebound Udoka. He'll kick to Dot. He'll try a three. He got it. Devon Dotson cannot miss. 11 of 13. He's got 29.
12 days later at Kansas State in a 62-58 win. A close call for the Jayhawks. Dotson rang up the Wildcats for 25.
Dotson on a drive, puts it high off the square and down from there. Devon Dotson puts KU up 5. Dot will pull the trigger and bury one from the left wing. Devon Dotson from deep. Dotson wants to push, splits two defenders all the way inside. He floats, he hits, and the foul. A chance at a 3-point play.
Dotson with 5 seconds to shoot. He floats, he flips, he hits, and the foul.
What a play for Devon Dotson, the All-American oh-so-clutch.
And that's what makes, by the way, Brian Haney on the calls, that's what makes Dotson so good. One night he might beat you from deep, the next he may go right at you. Devon Dotson making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This social distancing season, I should just start this whole thing over. This social distancing season, Natty Light Seltzer is, and see, and I ruined my joke because I had a great joke all lined up for this too. I was going to talk about Zoom and, let me do that again. All right. Cause I really want to sell this to you. Cause this was really, I really liked this line. Not as good as high off the square and down from there from Brian Haney, but I still like this. Devon Dotson making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This social distancing season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing your Zoom party hard. How about that? All right. Hey, we've got more coming up. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
All right, back on Big 12 this week. Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, designs custom-branded suits and blazers representing your college favorite team, whatever your passion is. Visit RevealSuits.com for all of your luxury apparel needs. Reveal Suits can customize any lining for your personalized suit. Where passion meets fashion, that's Reveal Suits. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.